The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
As for brothels, they're reopening.
Yeah. It's kind of like strip clubs like we talked about yesterday. If you're going to a brothel,
yeah,
you're probably not too concerned.
You're throwing caution. You live a certain way.
Yeah.
You're not worried about it. In America, the only place that's even a thing is Vegas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Nevada.
Yeah.
The owner of Bella's Hacienda, which is a legal brothel in Wells, Nevada, announced yesterday it's created a plan to reopen based on the White House's latest health guidelines on coronavirus. Madam Bella is the owner. She says she expects the brothel to be able to be open during stage two of Nevada's governor's phased reopening, along with the bars. She said until there's an effective and readily available vaccine, it certainly can't be business as usual at the brothels. So they're going to implement several key changes, she said, which includes additional testing protocols, integration of personal protective equipment for the whores, and temperature checks. There's nothing. I mean, unless that's if you have a fantasy of people in hazmat suits, like if that's
yeah,
your sex
then
fantasy,
you're set. This is
you're
the
a
best.
Winner right now. Yeah. You win.
Yeah, you can't.
Congratulations!
Even,
all the whores will be wearing them.
You can't even stand up. You're so horny. But
but if you don't like myself and you want to see some skin,
yeah, not
then,
the best time. But you probably
what would a hooker like? What kind of personal protective equipment would a hooker have to wear?
Gloves and a mask.
Face shield. That thing's going to get blasted.
Face shield, you're right. Some kind of goggles. Maybe like swimming goggles.
I feel like the face shield is going to get in the way of her work.
She's yeah, no, it is. I think some of the things are going to be off the menu.
What's up? So BJs are off the menu.
I bet they're off the menu.
So it's just
Turn around.
Intercourse.
Yeah.
Couple of different styles of intercourse.
Yep. Yep.
That's the only thing. Wow. COVID-19 testing kits will be available to brothel doctors. Wow. What kind of doctor takes a job as the brothel doctor?
A horny one.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I just picture a real slime ball.
Oh, yeah.
Like a overweight, balding.
Get out there.
Not the best doctor, probably.
Kind of guy he's real loose with his prescription pad.
No, I bet. I bet that thing is. He burns them out.
Yeah.
He burns them out.
He's got to order new ones.
Oh, man, we're running out of opioids.
I'm giving all the whores opioids.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
He's running out of ink in his pen all the time.
That's the last one again. God damn it.
They say this will give potential clients peace of mind in knowing that the whores are free of coronavirus, as several of the customers are advancing in age and may be considered at-risk persons with regard to the virus. I didn't even think of that. So a lot of these whorehouses' best customers are old dudes.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The most at risk.
Right.
I'll say this, though. Remember when we watched a thing on a whore that was at one of these whorehouses, and she talked about how she would fly in and then have to stay there without leaving. Remember, it was kind of like jail.
I remember that.
Yeah. So
they were on lockdown almost.
So and that was when nothing was going on. So it might be safer than you realize, as long as someone shows up and they don't have it, because they can't leave.
Right.
You're stuck there for a month.
Yeah, but they have.
There's probably whores.
They have to travel there.
Coming and going.
Mm.
You know, honestly, I'll just say I'm not really concerned about the whorehouse.
I
don't really care what happens to people that go there. Yeah,
I don't want someone's grandpa to die, but
well,
no.
It doesn't affect
there.
Your life,
yeah.
Really.
You know, I don't feel sorry for the guy that decides, I'm going to go to the whorehouse.
No. He got corona in the whorehouse.
Yeah, it's like, well.
Yeah, you need to live different, fella.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, no, you guys, look at the
Bella's is pretty hot,
place.
Huh?
It is. It screams disease. Look at this room with a hot tub in it. Look how nasty that room is.
Come on, guys.
Well, it's a horror.
I would hold the TV up.
But you know what? That other one that had the TV show, James, remember it?
The one on HBO?
Yeah. It was better than Bella's.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's that one. Terrible. I think that guy took.
Oh, no. They took Look at the sign.
Oh. That's real classy.
Come on.
Jeez. Yeah. The thing about a brothel is that their clientele, I think, too, is like a lower end. It's like right above the people that get streetwalkers.
Yes.
Just above that.
Yeah. Right. Like they don't want to break the law, but yet they want to pound like someone for money.
The best whores in the country that go to like service billionaires and millionaires and things, they go probably to the mansions and spend a weekend with the guys.
Right. They're not working at these places. They're not working at these places.
Although I will say, I forget the name of the other one that we talked about.
The Bunny Ranch?
The documentary on.
Yeah.
The Bunny Ranch?
Was it that one? No, I don't know. We watched a documentary on it, and it looked more like a senior's home. Looking place, which was just a whorehouse, right?
Yeah.
Looked way nicer than this
can't remember
place
that
looks
one.
Like a roadside motel turned in.
It's like a flophouse.
Yep.
If you go to this place, you're just not concerned with health and dying.
No, right.
Like you just still go out this way. You don't care.
Yeah.
No, I know. I guess my only thing is, what is that guy? Where do you go next?
Right.
So you go to the whorehouse, then where do you go next? Like time to hit the casino?
Yeah, probably.
You know, like that's no good.
Yeah.
Hopefully you go to the Walgreens and get some Listerine and dip your donger in it.
Yeah.
The casinos are going to have real trouble, too, like with those goddamn slot machines. How are they going to disinfect them all the time, you know?
I think in anything. How do you play cards? How do you play cards and not breathe on the person next to you?
Crazy. Well, I saw there actually some of the casinos are already installing individual like plexiglass booths at every seat.
Yeah.
So you're totally kind of surrounded.
Well, they've got the money.
Yeah.
So they can figure it out.
There's a business to be in right now. Plexiglass business.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell.
It's screaming. I'm sure it's screaming.
Everywhere they'll be installing things.
Yeah.
In restaurants, in casinos.
I was trying to think of that. Like, you know, whenever something like this happens, it's the people that are like, think outside the box about what people are going to need next. And I was like, I can't even finish my sentence.
She's worth dying for.
I brought up pictures of some of the whores that work out there.
Oh, my God.
Fat Britney Spears.
She is a fat Britney Spears. Yeah.
She's not even close to Britney Spears. I don't want to even.
Look at that face.
I can see it a little bit.
She looks like a fat Britney Spears.
Age Britney Spears, like 10 years. Put on about 40, 50 pounds and give her some smokes.
Yeah, have you seen Britney lately? I mean,
Britney burned her gym down.
This brothel.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Brothel is not classy.
No.
No.
That one's a little bit nicer.
It's like grandma's living room with the stripper pole.
Let me see it again. Oh, my God.
All right, ladies, sit in front of the fireplace. Gather around the fireplace. Come on, whores. Gather around the fireplace.
There,
well, that's when you pick
like,
them, right?
I'll take her. And you go in and you pick your lady.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Oh, there's the menu.
Fat Britney doesn't get picked a lot,
I bet she doesn't.
I bet you can pick more than you think.
You might be right.
I want the Britney Spears experience.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I want the big Britney.
There's the madam, huh?
Yeah.
That's got to be the madam.
She's actually not bad over
there's
here.
There's a couple that are okay.
They're okay. She must be their top seller.
I mean, if you're okay, that just means you've been, oh, man, I can't even imagine how many.
Yeah, it's a busy day.
Oh, wow.
That's
one of the guys.
What?
That is Hillbilly Greg.
What does he do?
Who's chain smokes cigarettes while he waits to be served at Donna's Ranch.
Ew.
Sorry, Lise. I hate to see it, Lise. He's got his cane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you hate to see it, Lise.
Ladies, no.
He's waiting for the British Spears experience.
Look at him.
What do they call him? Hillbilly Greg?
Hillbilly Greg.
Oh, Lise.
Jeez.
Yeah, Jane smokes with his cane.
Yeah.
He's waiting for his lady.
Hillbilly Greg's
here.
He's
got some sort of hillbilly hat on the table, too.
That's a sad scene.
Wow, look at her. That is.
I mean, for a whore.
She's a prostitute.
Yeah.
That's Priscilla.
That's Priscilla.
Of course.
I'm sure that's a real name.
Yeah.
Of course, she's the real name.
She's just trying to get through law school.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Wow, that's a nice. Sherry's Ranch. That's what we talked about before. Uh-huh. Sherry's Ranch was like the high end one. That's the one that sent the buses. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Let's not get too carried away. Let's see if that's at Sherry's.
That's Mona's Ranch.
Oh,
Carly,
this article is great because it like busts the reality of like when you go to like one of these sites and you see that it all looks like models.
So if you guys want to see what we're looking at, just Google Bella's Hacienda, and it's like the fourth article down from the Daily Mail. Photographer captures daily life inside lonely legal brothels, and it's bringing up like the real. I'm sure they're not happy.
This is from 2013.
Yeah, we'll look at some of these places.
I'm sure, it didn't
here.
Get better.
Wow.
Oh, some of them have closed down.
Is that the man?
That's the man. Yeah,
she's actually from the Bunny Ranch.
Is she a
So the Bunny Ranch is gone now, right?
Yeah,
I thought that guy died and then they couldn't get a license again because it was all under his name.
Oh my God. Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
There's some...
Somebody's
like apologizing all the time.
That's, I know you do. You apologize every time.
I think I'm apologizing for us because there's only whores because of us guys.
Right.
So it's really, it's our fault. Like, it's our fault that we will go.
The women want to do it.
I guess, but they only want to do it because it's easy money from us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and unfortunately, that super unfortunate girl.
Hey, I'm no hillbilly, Greg. You watch yourself.
I'm apologizing for just mankind.
Two groups of people, and those are those two groups, the men and women, they're just a special group.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Chuck, have you been visiting feminism websites lately?
I have. I have.
Well, in the feminism hole.
Mm-hmm. Someone listening said that they have been to Bella's before. Whorehouse we're talking about.
They're in the special group.
They're in that special group.
There's the special group, and then there's the rest of us. Wow,
that's a special group. I was wondering what the hell she was sitting on. It's some kind of sex getup, huh?
It is, yeah. Some sort of crazy sex.
What is that thing?
What is that contraption?
It's like a sexual Bowflex.
It's like that thing.
It's got a thing with spring. Like that, where she's laying on is like springs. And then there's like a seat there with a face hole.
You know what it's like is that thing we looked at from that old timey king? That sex chair that was
invented. Or an old elliptical trainer without all the workout stuff in it.
Tore all that apart.
Tore it apart and put something else in.
Crazy.
Oh, man. She was probably hot about 10 years ago.
I'm going to say nope.
Her name is Sinky.
Sinky.
Sinky? That's not even a name.
Man. You know what? I'm going to be honest, see, because Hillbilly Greg, that's the hottest chick he'd ever be with. That girl's not real. I can almost guarantee.
Tammy Parker.
Oh, she's not great, though. You can see. Oh, no. Oh, no. I apologize.
Brett and Dion, his lady for the night, whose services he bought at the Stardust.
Look at him.
I can't believe guys are posing for pictures. Oh, God, look at that. That one. She's messed up. Sapphire.
Oh, the Sapphire. Old Mustang.
S-A-F-I-R. So it's kind of like Sapphire, but spells it differently.
Yeah. Yeah. Spelled it wrong.
Oh, my God. Look at that door. Cindy poses Cindy poses with a CB radio she uses to lure in truckers.
Oh, God, Chuck. She just sounds, I bet you
look,
she sounds like.
Wait, hey, you guys. Buddy. What is going on here with the background? All the garbage. Yeah. Yeah,
she's got a wood-burning stove. She's got a wood-burning stove.
She going to smoke some meat?
There's her smokes right there. There's her smokes.
Yes.
Right there.
Breaker, 190, who's out there? I'm looking for a lover. Mama's got to buy a new carton of smokes.
Oh, my God.
10-4, Big Mama. I got some smokes for you.
You sound pretty young and cute.
You know it, and I'm hung like a horse. You like them big?
I need them big, or I don't feel it.
Oh, you feel it. You feel it when you're the big daddy here.
Why don't you come on down to Sharon's Bar and Brothel?
All right. Well, give me the coordinates to put in my
Garland.
GPS.
We'll see you soon, honey, bunches of oats.
On my way. I'll bring you a bottle of pink champagne.
Ooh, you are classy. Look at the smokes. Oh, my God.
You sound like a Winston's woman.
That is a Winston woman.
That is Winston's. When you look close, filterless.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't even know. Her carpet's so dirty. It's just so dirty, all of it.
Yeah, she's busy. She's busy.
What are all those crumbs from? It just looks like crumbs.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's
just eat constant eating. Crackers in that house?
I like to have a snack.
Crumbs. There's just crumbs on the ground. There's a wood-burning stove and a pile of wood there.
Yep. And her emergency flashlight and her newspapers, then her smoke, center, coffee.
What's her emergency flashlight for?
You don't, a lot of times you don't see like bricks on the inside of the house. My parents have a little bit of it, and it was
by the fireplace usually.
Yeah, that's where theirs is.
Old school.
Oh my God. This whore is amazing.
Oh boy.
Oh, look at all those videos. Tour of the Mustang Ranch.
This is a really realistic look into this man.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure.
I don't know why. That's just what I assumed. Like, I would never have assumed you were going to be able to get like a $10,000 a night girl at any of those places.
When we watched that one thing, remember there's like those lesbian girls that were prostitutes and they were attractive. Like, and they worked at a brothel.
Well, I think you have a chance, you know, who knows? You have a chance.
There's always one all-star in the group.
Right.
And then the rest are, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you had a super hot chick, would you really fly a drone 700 feet in the air and take a picture of her on the lounge chair? You know what I mean? Like, did you see that one? The one right above this? Yeah. Like, if she's super hot, don't you take a real nice up-close shot? Like, this is who we have here. Instead, you're like, check out our terrible ranch.
Yeah, she has the same name as a porn star.
Oh, Nikki really?
Maybe
she is a porn star. But see, that's the other thing. So say Nikki Breeze, who's a porn star, decides, well, I'm going to go and collect some legal money, but she's not going to charge you what, you know, Sinky is going to charge you. She's a porn star. Like, you're going to have to pay a couple grand.
Yeah, oh, premium for sure. That.
Yeah.
You pay a premium. Hillbilly Greg can't afford.
But I think like porn, I think there's a lot of porn stars that as long as you'll fly them somewhere, put them up in a hotel room and pay them a certain amount of money, they will have sex with you.
I think you're correct.
Yeah. That's just part of it. I think that's just part of it.
And I mean, it's something that they'll offer like on their Twitter, you know?
Yeah.
You got to show like you tested you know, negative for all these diseases and you got the cash. And
yeah. Rich dudes are banging porn stars, I think, all the time. I think that's how Charlie Sheen did it, really. He offered coke and money and...
Right, and there it's about the anonymity, right? Yeah. Like, they can keep...
You see how that went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no good. So, back to how this whorehouse is preparing for opening after coronavirus. Social distancing measures will be in place. Management will have to abide by those measures, too. They say brothels aren't like nightclubs. It's not wall-to-wall people. They're more like a neighborhood bar where very small groups of people meet to connect with friends. While there continues to be worries in place about personal contact, she points out the work done by brothel owners to mandate condom usage during the HIV and AIDS pandemic. She says they'll get through this. They have to check the temperature of everyone entering. Hand washing and showers will continue to be a part of their protocol.
If they're smart, they can charge extra for your temperature check. Sir?
Yeah.
Turn around, bend over.
Oh, that's different. There's a couple different kinds.
All right, you passed.
Oh, wow.
They say we just want our clients to have peace of mind knowing that our ladies are coronavirus free.
So you think when they open the stuff up, they're going to like get rid of the like 50 people can't be gathered in a single place? So, like, are they going to have to throw that all out? Like, 10 people or more, 12 people or more can't be gathered in a...
No, when I was reading about Florida reopening, they still kind of have that in place.
Yeah.
At least in phase one. I don't know. I assume as they go through the phases, that will change, right? But
yeah.
In phase one, there was still a maximum amount.
I just wondered if we were going to go from, like, full lockdown to all of a sudden there's, like, 100 people are allowed to get together.
Yeah. That'd be crazy.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know.
But this whole thing is crazy. It all depends. Yeah. So, again, like, you know, you folks in Florida, you're going to be guinea pigs for the rest of the country to some degree, as the folks in Georgia and parts of Tennessee are, too. So, what's interesting in Florida, it's South Florida is not included.
Yeah, because it's real bad in Miami.
Miami, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach.
Yep.
So they're not included. They're not going to reopen. Mm. It's the rest of Florida.
Yeah.
That includes Fort Myers, Naples, Tampa Bay. As of Monday, it's starting to reopen.
I read that this is going to be the hottest year that has ever been since history.
Well, maybe that'll help. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it won't. You know, we can hope.
The hottest year, huh?
The hottest year of all history.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Isn't every year, though? I think almost every year has been the hottest year.
The year before.
Like, it tops the year before. Mm.
This
right
one,
now.
Well, this one is supposed to be excessive.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's been spikes that are big, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
But this one's supposed to be crazy.
Hmm.
So that sucks.
You know, it's funny because you'd think that with the fact that we've cut down the greenhouse gases and stuff like that, that we might have cooled it off a little bit. I mean, but I guess damage is done.
We can only do so much.
Yeah, damage is done.
Mm.
You wouldn't know it right now here.
No. I love the temperature. Like, yesterday was my perfect day.
Yeah, it's nice.
Like, I was rocking out to Pink Floyd.
It's been really hot in Florida.
Yeah.
They've had a really bad heat wave.
But it's just crazy because it's been really hot in Florida, but yet, like, in Miami, it's still really bad.
Yeah, I don't think it.
The heat doesn't matter. It doesn't. You know.
So some of the highlights from Florida reopening. Schools remain distance learning. Senior living facility visits still prohibited. Elective surgeries can resume. Restaurants may offer outdoor seating with 6-foot space between tables. Indoor seating, but only at 25% capacity. Stores can open, but only at 25% of their indoor capacity. Bars, gyms, personal services like hairdressers all remain closed. But that'll start on Monday.
You think it's going to make a lot more people germophobic or like germophobes that weren't before?
Probably.
Oh, I think so. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. I used to never give an F.
Me neither. Now it's like you look at door handles, everything. It's like, oh, discover the corona.
And like I think it's weird. Like the choices that I make. Like I'll look at a door handle and I'm like, where's no one grabbing this?
Yeah.
Where does no one grab a door?
Well, I just always have like my sleeves.
Yeah, that's
how. Yeah,
I
today it was like my elbow open, or not my elbow, my wrist open the door.
Right.
I have a little device on my keychain that I can hook stuff and pull it open with.
Oh yeah, that old hook thing.
Yeah.
But I've had that before. I've had that before. I've been using it, so I'm already trained. I'm trained to do stuff. I just have to keep implementing it.
If you ever leave your house, maybe you can put it into use.
One day, Dave's on lockdown for 24 more months.
I hope you get to leave one day,
no,
Dave.
No, I'm going to lose my mind. We don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm very fragile. Right
okay.
Very, very fragile. I can snap it any second.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
But we're going to start with Pervert of the Day.
Are we?
Which I didn't tell Chuck about. Surprise! A surprise! Pervert of the Day!
All right!
Boom!
Yeah!
Here we go.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
You'd think when it comes to perverts of the day, we've heard it all.
Well, you know, never say.
Well, I know. I guess we can never say never. Because generally we're like, oh, yeah, another this, another that, another foot guy. This I've never heard of.
Hmm.
It's a different kind of perversion.
Okay.
A Wisconsin man is accused of using stolen underwear.
Mm-hmm.
To set fires.
Because they're like Molotov cocktails?
I need to steal your underwear. I need a pile of them. And then I want to burn them, but also them catch a building on fire.
Bizarre, right?
Yeah.
So it's like arson mixed with perviness, panty perv.
Yeah.
And kleptomania.
A bunch of different things. This guy, he looks like he's...
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh no.
Wow.
What bridge did he crawl out from underneath?
Absolutely. He's the troll under the bridge.
Oh, but he's got my haircut, which makes me really upset.
Oh,
my Lord. Really apologize for this guy.
You have to go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com to see his mugshot when you get a chance. But here's his story of what he got up to from WBAY-TV. Let's take a listen in here.
It was late last month, after five suspicious fires in 24 hours, that Fond du Lac County authorities formed a task force to investigate. According to the sheriff, as investigators collected evidence from the scenes, a citizen's tip came in, leading authorities to Michael Miller.
We looked further at him. He had a history, a criminal history that involved some fire-related or arson-related offenses. We gathered evidence that connected him to some of these fire scenes.
As investigators interviewed Miller, he admitted to setting nine fires between September of 2019 and this month. Authorities say Miller admitted to stealing underwear from laundromats and using it along with a child's swimsuit and rags to set the fires. It appeared he was targeting homes he believed to be vacant, though some were occupied.
I don't know what his motive was for targeting the specific homes, but there's no known connection between the homes and the suspect that that I'm aware of.
During the course of the investigation into the fires, officers looked at Miller's cell phone. The criminal complaint says thousands of images of pornography were found on the device, including multiple images of children under the age of 15.
My understanding is he didn't take any of them or admit to taking any of them, but in either case, a child somewhere in the world has been victimized by this, and another reason we're happy to have this person off the streets.
Miller remains in the Fond du Lac County Jail on $200,000 cash bail. His next court appearance is scheduled for early May.
It's such a weird perversion, though. Stealing someone's underwear. Like, normally, if you steal someone's underwear, they want it to pleasure themselves, too, right?
Yeah,
then you set it on fire, and you cause a fire with it.
He might have been doing all of it. It sounds like he's into everything.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's into by his hairdo and chin. You can tell he's into all of it. He probably did all the bad things to all the things he had.
What's that statue in the background? Go back up. Right there, behind the reporter.
If you close that down, make it big.
Is that like
it's a bear and
it's a bear.
Looks like a bear hugging a
person.
Yeah, an Indian person.
Yeah,
so strange.
Probably it's like a bear and a cub, like embracing each other in a human way or something like that.
It doesn't look like a cub.
Yeah, it looks like a human. Something.
Yeah, there's like it's like a person on it in front of a bear. I don't know what the hell that is. That
one's a Pooh Bear on top of someone's back.
It's weird. Weird guy.
You can see that if you watch the video at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
I've almost never seen anyone like him.
I think you nailed the voice, Chuck.
Yeah, it's kind of like, that guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he sounds like that.
I'm sure.
He's got that real prominent underbite. Get it. Perversion. Such a baby. If you care,
at least they got him off
the disgusting animal.
Off the streets. He cuts his own hair for sure.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And James unfortunately says his hair looks like his.
That's what my hair looked this morning. I was like, I better put a hat on. I tried to rock it yesterday.
I think you need to look again.
Yeah.
James has got the hair of a Wisconsin panty burner.
Have you seen the back of it?
You should see the back of my hair. Right? I don't want to associate myself with this man in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to go actually set my hair on fire.
Man.
They show his hair looks a little better. He's had a prison cut, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Super duper prison cut.
God. Again, check him out for yourself. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Mm. Remember the all-in challenge we were talking about? A bunch of celebrities offered up interesting things to do with them, and you got to bid on it.
Yeah.
Some of them you bid on straight out. Others you bought like lottery tickets pretty much, and you can enter your lottery tickets into each one. Well, some of them have wrapped up already, and Tom Brady holds the record for the most money raised so far. Someone bid $800,000 just to hang out with him.
Robert Kraft. Misses him already.
a package that includes dinner or a workout with Tom Brady after his first home game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Imagine if, like, an out-of-shape guy got that. And he's
I'm tapped out, Tom. I'm tapped out. We're going to sugar shake one with the dinner option.
Andy, why did you do the workout with Tom Brady?
I thought it'd be fun. It is not.
How long did you last in that?
About 4 minutes. Well, four minutes, and then we had to do dinner time. Should have went with that first. I don't know why I thought I was going to be able to do that.
What kind of stuff were you doing with him over there?
I was running through the things, you know. And it was
the ropes.
Yeah, we had the ropes going. 4 minutes.
Yep.
And I almost died.
I had
what you call medical emergency.
Yeah. He brought you back to life, huh?
He did, which was embarrassing.
It was very embarrassing, but he was very strong.
Yeah.
He felt very safe in his arms.
When he resuscitated me.
Mouth to mouth from Tom Brady. Never expected it.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, should have went with dinner.
Always go with dinner.
I didn't think you'd get through a one-hour workout with Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
This is virtual, right? The thing?
No.
Oh, it's in person?
It's in person. That's why someone spent so much, I guess.
I thought it was like virtual things you could do.
What happens is you get tickets to his first home game with the Buccaneers. You get his jersey that he wears and his cleats. Sorry, James, you don't get his jock strap.
Oh, wow. You can negotiate.
$800,000. Come on.
Yeah.
And then after the game, you can choose either dinner or a one-hour workout with
him. Oh, I see. Oh. So it's later.
So that's how it goes down.
Yeah, dinner would be like, he wouldn't eat much. He's like, isn't he vegan or vegetarian? It would be like the worst meal.
Yeah, I better not have to eat what he eats.
Because
he does. Yeah. He eats like three sprouts, right? Doesn't he eat sprouts?
I eat ribs in front of him.
Remember
when you were a man? For your life changing, you put on those fuzzy boots.
That is, you got to eat ribs right in front of him.
This guy, he has a pet goldfish that developed a swim bladder disorder.
Oh, yeah.
Which caused the fish to float upside down.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if all of a sudden as humans, we flipped upside down.
We couldn't figure it out. They got to stick you with a needle. I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
I didn't know the fish did that.
Yeah. You have to treat it at home usually.
Well, months passed, the condition didn't let up, so his owner, this goldfish's owner, came up with an ingenious solution. He created him his own little tiny life jacket.
Flipped him back around?
So it would flip him right side up. There he is there.
The fish is like, what is this?
Well, he's upside down, he's like, this is just great. This is just goddamn
what
great.
Am I in?
Well, you got me a little, this is the stupidest.
I look stupid. Do I look stupid?
I'm embarrassed. I'm not swimming out.
No,
come on.
No,
I'm not swimming out. This is embarrassing.
Dude, get out here. There's food and everything. Oh, my God.
I
told you you look like an idiot.
Don't talk to me. I hate you. What a dummy.
He's swimming by all the cool fish. Did you see all the other cool fish?
They're like, look at him.
It's like the big headgear for a fish.
Yeah. It is.
Yep.
Don't say anything.
No, you look fine.
You guys are dicks.
Yeah.
You
go back in your cave.
You know I'm insecure. I was just with. I got all flipped upside down.
Yeah, he just needs to drain that little air thing.
Said that he created this custom floating device so his little fish friend could keep swimming right side up. He made a life jacket based on what he saw online, and now it helps him swim and eat. It wraps around the fish's body, holding its body in the right direction, while also allowing for movement and face function.
Well, it was nice of the goldfish owner to do that.
That is way more than most people would do for the goldfish.
I think it's a hell of a... Yep. It would have been a hell of a time getting it on him.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Fish is like, this is awful.
You know, the fish is, you got to catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta, and then it's out of the water. Mm-hmm. Scary times for that.
Yeah. There's no fun for the fish.
His jacket is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I know. He hates it.
Oh, it looks fine,
better,
man.
Better than being upside down.
Sure. He's grateful he's not upside down.
Yes.
Could have been flush.
He's very grateful. He's like, well, you know, yeah.
The good with the bad.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. They did a survey asking people, has anyone ever flashed you their junk in public? We'll try and figure out how many Americans said yes to that in a second and what kind of situations it happened in. But has that happened to you? Has anyone ever flashed you their junk in public? And how did it go? If you want to reach out, 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text us 46969. So what do you think the percentages of Americans who answered yes to, has anyone ever flashed you their genitalia in public? How many Americans would say yes to that question? Or have had it happen to them?
You know, I guess it would depend if, like, do people consider an ass?
Like a moon?
Like a moon flashing. Because almost everybody's been mooned.
Yeah.
Almost everybody's been mooned.
Do moons count?
I personally feel like moons don't count.
I wonder.
Yeah, it's from the front.
Yeah, I feel like.
They said genitals, right?
Yeah.
So I don't call an ass genitals.
Yeah, I'd say the front parts and the top parts.
And then a flash has to be like an intentional. So like my buddy just being naked at like a foam party in Cancun up on a speaker. Is he flashing everybody?
He's not.
Kind
of. I wouldn't call that flashing.
It's kind of a gray area.
Yeah.
I mean, the situation I've been in, it was kind of an accidental thing going for a walk with my fiance in our neighborhood. And there's an old man who we don't know if he's just losing his mind or what. But he had his wiener out on the porch and I thought he's going to come fight me. So.
Jesus, huh?
You know, does that count? Because. And I think that was just mental illness, but...
Probably.
I feel like a flashing is like a guy, like...
Yeah.
Doing the reveal, like...
Yeah, or a girl popping her top, like a Mardi Gras or something.
That wouldn't be flashing.
You don't consider that flashing?
Well, you said a moon doesn't count, so then boobs wouldn't count, right?
Yeah, I don't...
Just
I feel like
genitals.
Yeah,
that's what so it's got to be someone flashes you the bottoms.
If it's... Yeah, I don't know. If it's moons and boobs, then it's a different game.
Yeah, like if it's moons and boobs, it's 95%.
That's a great bar. Moons and boobs.
That also sounds like a good board game to play during quarantine.
Yeah. I landed on moons.
Oh, boy.
All right, ladies, get those buns out.
Yeah. Time to play moons and boobs.
You too, boys.
All right, so a percentage of, we're just going junk here, genitalia.
I'd say it's probably...
Lower percentage then.
I'm going to still...
You think it's high?
Or, I think it's 30%.
That's a good guess.
I'd say 10%.
Yeah, it's probably...
It's
it
under
could
50.
Be low.
All right, well, we'll go right in between you two. It's 20%.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Almost 20% of Americans say that someone has flashed their genitalia to them in public. They broke it down, actually, specifically. 18% say they've been genitalia flashed. Another 2% say they prefer not to say what it was. What? So count them in too, I guess.
But what? These people had extra things?
I don't know.
Things they've never seen before?
I don't know.
So the question for you is, has anyone ever flashed you their junk in public? And what happened there? We're going to start with Marlene, who's with us. 1-855-954-6969, toll free. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what was the situation?
Well, a girlfriend of ours had been killed in a car crash right after high school, and my friend and I were walking up to the funeral home along the sidewalk, and some person pulled up in a car, and he said, hey, and we looked, we thought he was going to ask a question while he had his pants open and was having a good old time. And it was just like, oh. And then I have a funnier one. When I delivered medications to assisted living centers at night, I knocked on the door, and one of the residents opened the door, and it was an older gentleman, and he's standing there with his thing hanging out, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I said, hi, I'm here to deliver the medications. And he's like, I can't get this off. And I'm like, oh, I said, where's your nurse? I said, I can't help you. And he says, I can't get this off. And his thing was just hanging there. And I said, well, let me try and find her. And what it was he couldn't get his zipper off, but his whole sheet was hanging out. So it was pretty big, yeah. Mm. But those are my two experiences.
Well, the friggin' funeral flasher, what a perv that guy is.
Yeah, he didn't know that it was a funeral, probably. He was just a flasher.
Mm-hmm.
Saw two girls. It's unfortunate. It's just a way to ruin a day.
Yeah, that's bad enough.
It's already bad enough.
It's bad enough, right? Man. Yeah. Someone said, I was at the gym getting ready to leave, sitting on the bench in the locker room. An older gentleman comes up naked with a towel, stands right in front of me, opens his towel up, and says, you see this? What? Never went back to that gym.
Yeah. So it was the guy who did that?
Yeah. Older guy.
Older guy did it to another guy?
Yeah, in the locker room at the gym. Stands right in front of him, opens up his towel as he's sitting. You see this?
I do.
Yeah. What a response.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I do.
Yep. I don't know. What's you supposed to say?
I don't know either. I don't know. It is. No. You'd think you'd punch or you'd hit or you'd...
I can't see it. I can't even
high
see
risk it. Area gyms and nursing homes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Let's go back to the lines here. Donnie's in Bradenton, Florida. Hi, Donnie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing okay, man. What's your comment?
Oh, man. I was at the beach. You know, everybody's getting hammered and doing their thing. And you know how guys say, rock out with your...
Yep.
Well, this girl said, we'll roll out with your...
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's creative new spin.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that is awesome. I love it. You got to be kidding me. I'm going to be saying this all day long. You know, see what I can get from these girls out here. This is a good time. I love you guys, man. You guys are hilarious, man.
Thanks so much, Donnie. Appreciate it. Now, that's a good day. If she's an okay-looking girl, that's rare. That's a good day on the beach.
One of the most rare.
Yeah.
That's like a unicorn.
One of the most rare. Probably not down in Florida.
No, I don't think
during spring break.
No, nope.
Right.
Probably pretty common.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Hole out, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, now that I think about it, like, I've 100% I've been flashed. I've been flashed in a whole bar has been flashed by girls, like, just trying to win a wet t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
happened to
like
me at wet t-shirt contest.
I'm like, man. But full on, like, bottom stuff. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've seen,
you know,
I've been flashed before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Bottom style.
Oh, bottom style.
Rolled out with their...
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Anonymous is with us. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Paul's penis ripcord.
Yes. Ripcord.
What happened?
So, last year, I went and took a little 3-week vacation to L.A., Hollywood. Never been out to the West Coast. So, I went out there to see my family, whatever, stepbrother. And the day before I was supposed to fly out, come back home, I'd never been to Hollywood yet. So, we were like, okay, let's go down there and see, you know, where the rock for Guns N' Roses started and all that. And all the bands and stuff. My first set, man, we parked on Hollywood Road, if you're familiar with that area. We parked on Hollywood Road. Highland Road. Walking down Highland Road. As soon as I step on Hollywood Boulevard, the very first step, very first star, there's a naked bum standing. He's like, he's he's already pantsless. Uh-oh. He's taking his shirt off and he's flashing at everyone, talking about, "You're in the jungle, players."
Oh, and wow!
That set up the whole thing, because not even 5 minutes after that happened, I got pickpocketed. No ID, no money. I had a plane to catch the next day back to Detroit. Yeah, it was like a bad luck dong.
It was a bad luck dong. That Hollywood
looked
scene.
Right into the eyes of a bad luck dong.
That was a bad luck dong.
Hollywood is just not what you think it is.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's just not what you think it is, huh?
Never been.
It's just chubby guys dressed up as Spider-Man. It smells like urine.
That's bad.
It's just nasty.
Tattoo shops, t-shirts, souvenir places, and Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just cheesy tourist. They are
like the original, like, when they would bleach buttholes. That's where they started it at, I think. Yeah. What was the name of that place? Remember I talked about it years ago?
The first butthole bleaching place was there?
I think so.
That's where they innovated.
What was it called?
Touch of class.
Look it up.
Touch of class to your ass.
Why don't we look up Lisa Hollywood beach blood?
You remember I talked about it a really long time ago.
I can't remember about place to bleach. Is it because they were doing it to? Were they doing it for porn stars?
There's a lot of porn stars.
Yeah, they were
out
doing
there.
It for porn stars.
Yeah, this is where they innovated all that.
I think I had my friend lived out there, and I think she's said something. Pink cheeks. That's what it's
pink
called.
Cheeks. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pink cheeks.
Yep, in L.A.
It's a great name.
Oh, that's it. The godmother of anal bleaching.
Whoa.
It's amazing. You know, what a little knowledge nugget.
Little tourist attraction. Go by.
It's the first place to bleach a butthole.
I got my butthole bleached at Pink Cheeks.
Oh.
And I got a tattoo across the street.
Hey, Martha, this is the first place to bleach buttholes.
I want
to
go in there.
They do a tour by it.
Stop by after you go to Kat Von D's tattoo studio and bleach buttholes.
Put it on the list.
Old Pink Cheeks.
Get your picture
not just
taken.
A salon.
Pink Cheeks.
What did it say about an 87? Go back up in that article.
Oh, I hope it's not 87.
It is anal bleaching and kits that truly put Pink Cheeks on the map. The godmother of anal bleaching helped develop the first bleaching formula 6 years ago to help brighten. Well, this was a long time ago. To help brighten and refresh her porn star clientele. The trend took off. It's not uncommon for customers to fly in from New York just for a quick anal bleach.
Just in town for a quick.
Yes.
Just flying in for a quick anal bleach and then I'm out.
87-year-old grandmas have been in there to get it done.
Oh my God. That's what I saw. Oh, that's crazy.
Ooh.
Innovators, though.
They are innovators, Lise. Trailblazers. Amazing.
Pink Cheeks.
Yeah, that's the home of the first anal bleacher, I believe. Yes.
I would love to have never have heard of it and somehow managed to be in Hollywood with Lisa. And then she was walking down the street and she's like, "Oh, Pink Cheeks. The godmother of the anal bleach."
Yeah. What? Pardon me?
I heard about it.
Hollywood.
Yep.
Oh. Back to the lines here. We're talking about, has anyone ever flashed you their junk in public? We're talking genitals. 20% of Americans say yes. Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, how are you? Hello,
anything?
Anonymous. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, nice. Balls and penis, guys.
Oh, yes.
Penis.
This was a few summers ago. I was working on my buddy's Jeep. We were putting a lift on it. Middle of summer, 108 degrees outside. He said he's going to run across the street, pick up his friend and whatnot. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. So I meet this chick, and I'm like, oh, hey, I introduce myself. And I'm just like, yeah, it's hot as balls outside. And she's like, oh, yeah, tell me about it. And I'm like, what do you mean? And, yeah, she pulled down her shorts and, panties and everything, and sure as hell, double piercing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she had
Yeah,
balls.
That's where I thought it was going.
Holy crying game.
But so she's
just fixing a Jeep and then that happens.
I mean, that's not how I... It's not how a normal
lady
goes.
With balls shows up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You'll never believe it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Sure
a lady
as
with
crap.
Balls shows up. Those are words you don't want to hear. How'd your day go, Chuck? Everything good? You was fixing your Jeep,
I was fixing my Jeep outside and then a lady with balls showed up.
What?
Yeah.
Look at these things.
Said it's hot as balls, and she showed me them.
Oh, boy.
But it was just piercings.
Yeah, okay. Piercings.
And then a lady with balls shows up.
It's nice of her, though. I mean, yeah. To show her piercings. Yeah,
that's,
to you. Nice.
That's not very ladylike, madam. No, put your balls
not,
away.
But
please.
If it's nice, you wouldn't say no. Eleanor.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So when were you flashed?
I was about 17, so it was about 40 years ago. And I used to work at Aco Hardware as a cashier. And this gentleman came up to the counter and whipped it out.
Mm. Just for no reason?
He's in home hardware.
Sorry.
Can I get a price check on this donger here?
Yeah. You know, was looking for some screws, and then he did that.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
And he had a couple loose already, yeah.
How much for this flesh hammer? Uncircumcised.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. Someone texted saying one time, driving to work through a bad part of the city, stopped at a red light, looked to my left, a younger homeless-looking guy whipped his trench coat open and started helicoptering his enormous, flaccid, uncircumcised dong. I blew right through that red light so fast.
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
To me, you start applauding.
Yeah. Nice.
There's a ton of texts coming through about dudes helicoptering your wiener, and I'm concerned that I have there's a skill that I don't have that I should have, because I'm not taking off or lift off with my wiener anytime.
Mine looks like the little propeller on the back that makes a helicopter turn. Like, it's not quite the big blades.
Nice. You're still getting the circular motion up out of you.
I don't know.
Someone else said, well, here's another helicoptering. I was on a river tubing trip with friends. Girls were flashing their boobs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy helicoptered his junk right next to my girlfriend's head while she was digging in the cooler. Me and my friends then beat him up and beat his friends up.
There's the fan just trying to cool her off.
Yeah.
You know, she needs an ice refreshing beverage while she's on the river tube. Let's cool her off with the fan, my dong fan.
It's not what I want to see while I'm river tubing. I'm already in a miserable mood.
River tubing.
And then a guy's helicoptering.
Keep your wiener away from my girlfriend's face.
Oh, man.
It's rule one.
100%. Sandra's with us next. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing okay. We're asking, when have you been flashed in public?
I actually was working at the bar, and a gentleman came right up, dropped his drawers in front of me, and he says, hey, what do you think? And I said, well, sweetie, I said, I like roller coasters, and that, my friend, is a kiddie ride.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Burn. She just had that one on.
She was ready. She was ready. She's done with it.
You have to have a lot of things ready.
Yeah. I don't do kiddie rides. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's what you got to be ready to rip things to shreds if they... That's the only way to deal with them, I think. Now, Drew, you were flashed by a lady or two. Is that correct?
Yeah. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What happened with you?
This was actually like 20 years ago. I was 17. I was working at Taco Bell drive-thru, and these drunk girls came through, and it was actually pretty cute. She's like, hey, if I flash you, can I get a free pop? And I said, well, sure, what size would you like? And then the girl in the back seat decided to pull her skirt up and press her junk against the window.
Sweet. Here's some free tacos.
Free tacos. Yeah,
that's a good taco trade.
Yeah.
Tacos for tacos, ladies.
Taco for Taco Tuesday.
Put your tacos on the glass, ladies. Let's see them.
Those are just girls who may have, like, given a Taco Bell worker the night of his life.
Yeah,
I really like to say thanks for what you guys just showed me.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Pretty bad in here. It is boring in here.
Pretty good public service.
Don't just say it would work for me if I put my junk up on the glass at Taco Bell.
No.
They call them the cops.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
And they're spitting in my jeans. You could eat a crunch.
Yeah. It may work with the big girl. If there's a big girl cashier, you may be able to get away with it.
Oh.
Right? That may be the only time.
I love the sight of sausage.
I don't know. I think even they're not ready for it.
Probably not. A few more calls here. The question is, has anyone ever flashed you their junk in public, and how did that play out? We're going next to Andrea. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
So what happened?
Well, we were in Toronto. I have an uncle that lived there and a couple girlfriends of mine in grade 9. We took the train, and my aunt dropped us off at the Toronto Zoo. And we were walking around, and we came near the armadillo section, and there was a fella, and he was sitting there. He had short blue jean shorts on.
Those poor armadillos.
Obviously no underwear, and his scrotum was just hanging out because he had his
legs off. Hold on. His scrotum was hanging out. What did you say?
Of his jean shorts. Yep. I have the same jean shorts.
He just had those, you know, blue jeans cut off past the pocket, so yep. He had no underwear on, and his leg was, he was holding his leg bent so that...
Oh, so it was up. It was up. In a reveal location.
Yes. And so here was his scrotum just hanging there, so I said to my girlfriend, I said, look. And so, of course, we were looking, and then the rest of the night, we had this little fur animal that we kept throwing around in the dark and saying, oh, it's a scrotum.
Yeah, it became a scrotum doll. Yeah.
You think it was intentional?
Oh, Dave.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not many guys just flash their scrotum to you.
Not many guys wear little jean shorts and put their leg up and stand in front of the armadillo.
Those fellas are trouble. If you see a man in tiny little shorts in front of the armadillos, you gotta tail it. Especially if the armadillos are rolled up.
Yeah, they're even hiding. They're afraid.
They're in, like, ball mode.
Yeah, they go into. Like, oh, my God.
They're like, Jesus, God, this guy's wiener. A scrotum.
Scrotum.
His scrotum's constantly out. She said scrotum more than I've heard the word scrotum.
Me too.
But you know what?
I love it. I don't know why it added to it.
I would laugh. I would laugh a million times more at a hanging scrotum.
Yeah.
Than any kind of, like, full frontal flash.
I agree. A hanging scrotum is less threatening.
It is. It's more.
It's off.
I almost put it into a moon
right,
category.
Like, it's not anywhere near the moon category.
It's not near it, but it maybe revolves
a distant cousin
somewhere close to it.
No,
I agree. I don't think a scrotum is as threatening.
I don't think it
it's
is.
It's not threatening, but it's just not. It's off-putting when it's
hilarious if they don't know.
If they don't know
short shorts by armadillos, that what is he doing? If some guy's just like.
It's like
keep him sitting there by the armadillo.
I mean, I don't know. If I saw that scene, I'd die laughing.
Well, yeah.
I would die laughing.
A Canadian guy in shorts flashing his scrotum at the armadillo exhibit. Yeah.
Just a scrotum?
What are you doing there by those armadillos?
Oh, now I see.
Your scrotum's out.
Hey, bud.
The armadillos are like, we've been looking at that thing all morning. My armadillo snuck out. My armadillos.
Just not an unexpected moment in your day. Yeah. Right? You don't expect to see a scrotum at the armadillo exhibit.
No.
It's a different type of day. So, but I mean, if it was, you guys don't think it's unintentional. If it by chance was an accident, then that's not a flashing.
No.
So a lot of us have had moments where, unfortunately, you know, the mouse was out of the house or whatever, and you're not flashing.
Yeah, like not all of us, just you. Yeah. You
everyone
have had
a moment like that in their
life. Was your scrotum out, you think, too? Gotta be, right? I bet your scrotum was out.
I think it was just the dong that was out.
I bet it was everything. I bet they had a full gander at the whole package.
But that's not flashing when you don't intend to do it, when it's just, you know, unintentional. It's not a flashing.
Yeah, that's an accident.
I wonder how they feel about it. I wonder if they think they were flashed. I bet they do. Remember that time Dave Hunter flashed us?
It was an accident. It wasn't a flash.
It was an accident. Some tech coming in here at college. We were at Nacho Fest. At MSU, people partying on the roof. A guy dressed as Gumby does a keg stand and his balls slip out. Mm. Caught everyone off guard. Oh. Never laughed so hard. Again, that I don't even call that a flashing. If it slips out, if something slips out, it's not a flashing.
Hmm. You think his balls are painted green to match his Gumby costume?
Well, then you know. Then you know.
If they were, then it was a flashing.
Yeah.
Someone else said, I was at an AA meeting. While I was looking around the room, and right across from me, there's a guy sitting in a chair. All of his junk hanging out of his shorts. Mm. I looked up and he was staring right at me.
Yeah, that's intentional.
That's intentional for sure.
Sir, you need to leave the meeting.
Yeah.
It's in the wrong Matt, anonymous meeting.
Yeah.
Matt's in Fort Myers. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Hey, penis, guys.
Penis to you, sir. Has anyone ever flashed you in public?
Yes, sir. I was actually in England at this bar, and this guy's in a kilt, and he kind of looks over at us. He's sitting in a chair, just throws one leg over the other side of the chair, and I looked at my friends. I said, oh, my God. I said, it looks like a baby dead bird.
Oh, man. Do you think he was intentionally wanting you to see it, though, or just he was a guy in a kilt?
Dude, he totally, like, eyeballed me and looked at me and threw the leg over and kind of looked at
me. He wanted you
to take
like
one. Sounds like he was messing with Americans.
That's probably it.
Welcome.
Take a look. Take this back to your... You ever seen a wiener?
You're king, Trim.
You're king.
This one, I was repairing a chimney on the coast of Marblehead. Some 70-year-old man yells up at me, "Hey, buddy, you busy?" I looked down. Mm. There was old wrinkly balls.
Jeez.
Caught me off guard so much, I fell off the staging and broke my leg.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I had a dip in two, and I swallowed it and then started throwing up.
Oh, my God.
What a horrible turn of events.
Well, Jesus.
That's an untimely scrotum can cause a lot of damage.
What a great day.
Especially
for
an elderly one. You're not ready.
Like, I'm thinking, like, if I was on a bike and I saw a funny scrotum.
Oh, yeah, you'd lose it. You just control the bike.
Boom. Oh. Right into a parked car. Too funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, an unintentional scrotum. Not something you really need.
No.
Someone said, my name is Misty. At a bar, guy tried to pick me up. His junk fell out. All he said was, oops.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just the...
Oops.
That's not oops. Oldest, pervious trick in the book. The old oops.
The old oops.
The old oops. Watch out for the old oops.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.